Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast, continuing to share with you on the subject of walking in the Spirit. We're going to walk in the Spirit according to the ways of God, and we are not going to draw back into the flesh. We're not going to draw back into the natural. We're going to see God move in our life. We're going to see the spiritual blessings come to pass because we are walking in the spiritual realm. How'd you get to that position? Well, first of all, we need to realize, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says that every person is made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. Before we were born again, our spirit was not right with God, but when we received Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we are born again, born from above, a spiritual birth takes place, and we are a new creature. Old things are passed away, all things have become new. Where is that? In our spirit. Now we are made the righteousness of God in Christ. And then we ask the Heavenly Father to give us the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit, and He comes and dwells in our spirit. Now as we live in the Spirit, we're going to walk in the Spirit as we get into the Word of God. God's Word is converting our soul. God's Word is bringing forth revelation of His ways. Praise God. He said in John 6:63, He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. God's Word is spiritual law. And this Word is being written in our heart and written in our mind by the Holy Spirit. And as we are receiving the Word, we are understanding the ways of the Spirit. And we are being transformed in the way of our thinking by the renewing of our mind. Of course, remember that the Word of God is revealed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is giving revelation to us that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Remember, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And this is why we've got to listen to the Holy Spirit and get in the Word of God and study it. We're comparing spiritual things with spiritual. We also talked about that if we're after the flesh, we'll mind the things of the flesh. You can't walk in the Spirit and the flesh at the same time. To be carnally minded is death. But those that are after the Spirit are going to mind the things of the Spirit. And to be spiritually minded, which is a word-ruled mind, produces life and peace. God wants you to be spiritually minded. So everything that you are doing in life, you are going to perceive things from a spiritual-minded attitude, to see things from God's perspective. Now, we talked about the fact that we need to be a hearer and a doer of the Word to walk in spiritual reality. We also need to learn to speak God's Word. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and we can pour the Word of God into our lips, and God will bless us. We know the fact that the Word of faith works as we believe in our heart unto righteousness, and with our mouth we make confession, speaking forth God's Word to produce the salvation of the Lord in our life. We got to speak God's Word. It is spiritual law. We pointed out that the angels hearken unto it. Now, we also mentioned that we need to walk by faith. When you walk by faith, you're walking in the realm of the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says we walk by faith, not by sight. And when you walk by faith, you're walking according to something that's definite. It's the Word of God that's spiritual law, and it's not by what you see, what you feel, the way things seem, or the way they look. If you're moved by that, then you're not walking in the realm of the Spirit. Remember, we have the same spirit of faith, and because we believe, then we speak to release our faith. If we're going to walk in the spirit realm, we also want to learn to offer up spiritual sacrifices unto the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, the Bible says, "By Him let us therefore offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name." You and I are to offer up a sacrifice of praise to Him. We are priests before God. 1 Peter 2:5 says we're lively or living stones. We're built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. And what are we going to do? We're going to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. One of those sacrifices is your praise unto Him. That's why you need to be speaking forth praise, singing praise unto the Lord. Open your mouth and praise and worship the Lord. You are offering spiritual sacrifices. Remember, in the Old Testament, the Levites, they were the priests that offered up the physical sacrifices. Well, now, in the New Testament, if you're born again, you are a priest unto God. We are a holy priesthood and a royal priesthood. And as a holy priesthood, we're being built up a spiritual house. We offer up the spiritual sacrifices of praise and worship and of our self-giving unto the Lord. That's acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Of course, we need to make ourselves a living sacrifice, which is our reasonable service. So God wants you to learn to be a praiser and a worshiper of the Lord. John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, he said, "The hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him." God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. If you're going to worship him, it's got to be in the spirit, and it's got to be in truth. That would be according to the word, according to spiritual reality. It's important that you learn to praise and worship God according to the word, not according to the way you want, not after the traditions of men, not after religious type of attitudes, but according to the word. However the word says you're to praise and worship him, that's the way you're to do it. And as you worship him, God is a spirit, you worship him in spirit and in truth, and it will be acceptable in his sight, and he will manifest himself by bringing the presence of God into you. You'll be filled with the presence of God, filled with the Spirit. You know, the Bible says we're to continually be filled with the Spirit, be being filled with the Spirit in Ephesians 5, 18 and 19. How? Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and making melody in your heart, those spiritual songs coming out of you, making melody in your heart unto the Lord. As we sing the Word of God, as we sing with spiritual songs coming forth out of us, we are going to be releasing the presence of God and causing a filling of the Spirit, because we are praising and worshiping Him in the realm of the Spirit. We also need to learn to pray in the Spirit. We pray in the Spirit with two ways. We can pray with our spirit and with our understanding, but all the prayer that we make according to the Word is going to be in the Spirit. Remember, we put on the armor of God, and what do we do with it? We pray in the Spirit. But 1 Corinthians 14:15 says two ways that we can pray in the Spirit. It says, "I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also." You can pray in the spiritual realm with your spirit, or you can pray in the spiritual realm with the understanding that's been renewed to the Word of God. You can also sing with your spirit, which is singing in tongues, and you can also sing with your understanding, which is singing the Word of God with your known language. It's important that we realize that we can pray with our spirit in tongues, which is releasing spiritual prayer. It is actually our spirit praying. 1 Corinthians 14:14 says, "If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful." One way that we can always know that we're praying in the Spirit successfully is with our spirit in tongues, because that's going to be by the Holy Spirit. It will be an unselfish prayer. It will be a prayer directed by the Holy Spirit according to the will of God. And you are going to be releasing whatever the Holy Spirit says. He knows exactly what needs to be prayed for. It'll be according to the will of God, a perfect prayer. This is why you want to pray with your spirit and tongues as well as with your understanding according to the Word. But you must realize that you are praying in the spiritual realm, because prayer is tapping into the laws of the Spirit. It is releasing the ability of God and the promises of God to come to pass in your life. Very important that you learn that when you pray, that the angels of God are going to go into operation, and they are going to hearken to the words that you pray, and they are going to bring the promises to pass. Jesus said he could have prayed to his Father, and he'd have given him all these angels that would have come on the scene to deal with the situation that he was in. Also, we must know that when we pray, that things are going to happen in the realm of the Spirit. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain or take hold of mercy and find grace to help in time of need." What are you doing? You're doing a spiritual exercise. Prayer is a spiritual exercise. We are praying the word. We're coming boldly to the throne of grace in the realm of the Spirit, and we are obtaining or taking hold of mercy. We're taking hold of the mercy of God, and when you take hold of it, see the spiritual blessing of mercy, it is then going to be released to become a natural realm blessing. You must understand that as you walk according to the ways of the Spirit, it releases the spiritual blessings to come into manifestation in your life. Very important that you make that decision that what you speak, what you do, the things that you act upon, what you pray is going to be according to the Word so it can release spiritual law to come to pass in your life. We're going to talk more on walking in the Spirit in the next broadcast. I close the program today.